Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. The Lord led us to pray about one nation under God. Now, many of you may know that this is part of the United States Pledge of Allegiance, but God said those words, one nation under God, are covenant words that cannot be broken with our nation. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "We who follow Jesus Christ are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation." The Lord said, this is not just about our nation, America. This is about anyone who comes to Jesus Christ. He considers us one nation under God in Jesus' name.
As we stand, one nation, America, one nation. And for those of you here that are from other nations, you can start decreeing, declaring it for your nation. I don't care what your nation looks like right now. If you are a believer in that nation, and if you have a church in that nation, there is a covenant people in the land. As a covenant people, you can decree a thing. Decree a thing according to the will of God.
Now let us continue with a glimpse of those prophetic words and declarations of one nation under God.
Thank you, Lord God. We stand and we pray that America is one nation under God, that His people, the American people who are Christian, who call themselves by the name of Jesus, will be wholly, fully, completely, spirit, soul, and body under the authority, the full authority, full faith and authority, under the Lord Jesus Christ, His kingdom commands. We speak it now in the name of Jesus. Titus, we pray one nation under God for America, wholly submitted His church, His people. His people will call by the name of His God. Decree the prayer that they will humble themselves. And turn from their wicked ways, their selfish ways. Seek the face of God for His will, what He wants. Turn from their sin. Turn from their self-centered ways of operating. Hear what God has to say so that He can hear their hearts from heaven. She get about rat to answer our prayers, and heal our lambs. She get into the good of the bar, one nation under God. We decree and declare the White House, that our president, his staff, she go to my right to his cabinet, is under God. She get out of the authority and the will of God. She get in it, and we dispatch, we dispatch the angels now to bring that word for us. We put an end to the fighting, the political, the race baiting that is going on in the nation. Silence those key, the warmongers, those who are causing discord among the brethren. Silence them. Those who warriors for hire, those who have been hired. Just calls a suki tiki, they may have to stir up things in our cities, but I will silence them. Well, I hear the Lord say, I will avenge myself of my adversaries. Kihina Maris of your adversaries, Father God. Ruling against your people, she get it about coming against your people, stirring up factions and wars, and rumors of wars and neighbor against neighbor. She get it. We decree, I hear the Holy Spirit. We establish justice in America, God's justice, not man's justice, but God's justice. It's according to God's word, His will, not according to what man thinks, but God's justice. The just shall live by faith. God's justice is what His word says, not what our laws say. It's what His law says, His word of God. Thank you, Father, for justice in America. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that America shall be saved. America shall be saved. Go Roma Rikita Rata in Jesus' name. Go Roma Rikita Baha Ha 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 Ha. It is and will forever be the home of the free. Have the land of the free and the home of the brave. Chigi Rata Rabahabat. Land of the free and home of the brave citizens who fight for their constitutions, for the rights, for the freedoms God gave them, the inalienable rights. She could have been given by God. She gave it to Marata, Almighty God. She gave it to Marata, Rababa. She could have been given to Marata, one nation under the authority of Almighty God. She gave it to Marata, one nation under the authority of Almighty God. She gave it to Marata, Rata, Rata, Rata. I hear brutal justice coming. God's justice is brutal. But we are and will be he says shall forever remain one nation under God, Almighty God. He said this is covenant, it can't be broken. This is covenant that cannot be broken. America is mine, says God. She I have loved her. She saved her for my purpose, says God. She it shall be done. She I have purposed it. Ha ha ha. I have said it to my prophets, my servants, and it shall be done. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. No man, can come against what I have built by my spirit, says God. It shall be done according to as I have purpose. She get it in my heart. For my love of this nation, and its founders, the everlasting covenant, it shall not be broken, cannot be broken. Oh, it shall come to pass. Oh, she can she come to pass here as I have purpose, says God. She get one nation under Almighty God. She get it one nation under Almighty God. So now as we hear a news reports that are speaking all kinds of commotion, you watch the news, you can decree the clear words of news broadcast. We are as one nation under Almighty God. We America as one nation under Almighty God. She get in decree Father God, decree. You can decree it. But even when they're talking, whatever they're talking, one nation under God, thy kingdom come, God, thy will be done in earth as you have planned in heaven for our nation, to be one nation under God. I'm here again. She got here. In other words, I love this nation, America. Whom I have loved since inception, as an organized people, in law, or in government. They sought to honor me, Almighty God. Oh, not a bit imperfect man. With imperfect hearts, chose to honor me, says God. I will never forget. I will never forget. How they desired to honor me. She did it, however imperfect. She did it, and her heart's desire was to honor me in this land. She did it so. I honored she created it in this covenant, says Almighty God. She gave it to Romare to get in Barahama. For that was Kira Baratumara. My covenant people, Kira Romara Taramahama. who remain in this land and faithful. Shikarabai tokumahara to my beliefs. To my word, to my kingdom, to my honor, says God. Holy, 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 it's ever, holy, it's ever. Holy is the word of the Lord. As we stand, one nation, in America, one nation. Now, for those of you on here that are from other nations, you can start decreeing, declaring for your nation. I don't care what your nation looks like right now. If you are a believer in that nation, and if you have a church in that nation, there is a covenant people in the land. As a covenant people, you can decree a thing. Decree a thing according to the will of God. This is deep. Lord, people of Iran have a history with you. A history with you, Lord, of upholding your covenant. Not only through Cyrus to build the temple, but Cyrus made the government pay for it. So, Lord, their government paid for your temple to be rebuilt. Therefore, Lord, they have a part in this covenant promise. You have Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I call it forth. On behalf of the covenant people that are in that land, Lord God, to overthrow that evil regime, Lord God, and restore that spirit of Cyrus that was there from the beginning, Lord. I was there in times past, Lord. Restored in Jesus' name, Father God. In Jesus' name. They have a part in the kingdom. I don't care if they're Muslim, Shia Muslims, or whatever. They have a part to play in God's kingdom, and He wants those people. God has an inheritance in that land for the Iranian people, and the leadership knows it. They know it. This is why they keep the people under. That's why they try to destroy the people. But Lord, I say that there is an uprising. The things are being turned upside down, that the people, their prayers will bring forth. I'm hearing a new government, but I'm hearing a government of God, where they are hearing God and obeying God and restoring the prosperity to the people, restoring freedom to the people in Jesus' name. I've seen this so clearly. These people are blessed. Oh, my goodness. My God. I heard England, too. I don't know if somebody's praying that about this picking up in the spirit. There's something going on in England. They've been fighting this Muslim rule, but there's more going on with the royal family. Jesus. Truth and justice is coming through that family as well. Now see, the Bible is clear. You know, where the word of king is, there is power. So when you have kings over a nation, they speak, and what they do carries power. But if it's a wicked, corrupt power, it could be generational wickedness, then it has to be corrected in this season and hour. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're moving upon royals. I hear worldwide, because a lot of them have been ruling in injustice, and some of them aren't even the rightful rulers. Jesus, hold on. And what, as I saw before, I saw a flip flop. And that's what the word is saying. There's going to be a reversal where those who are destined for leadership and rulership in these nations will actually be put on top. Get ready. Get ready. Lord, we decree and declare now that the people who are supposed to be the rightful leaders in these nations of this earth, Father God, are preparing themselves now to get ready to step into it. And I'm hearing they're God's people. God is about to put His people in charge.
Beloved, I praise the Lord for this clarification of who we are in Christ, not only in America, but in the nations of this earth. We are one nation under God. This is not some slogan or some simple pledge over our nation. This is what we are. This is who we are in Christ, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, one nation under God, our Heavenly Father, the King of the universe, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find more details at our ministry site, www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Also, the next Apostolic Prayer Force gathering is scheduled for April 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also find details at our ministry site. Again, that's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.